Can I please come to order? Will members please vote to signify their presence?
The roll shows 17 members present. Senators Bishop, Coghill, Kelly are excused from a call of the Senate.
We please stand for the invocation by Chaplain Marie Lusick, Cathedral of the Nativity.
O God of wisdom and love, I call upon you this day to bless our legislators who gather in the name of all Alaskans. They have been entrusted with an honored responsibility to serve the communities throughout our state. I ask you to give them ears to hear the voices of the people they represent and hearts to feel with compassion the needs their constituents bring before this body. I thank you, God, for gifting each person here with different gifts and different visions. Each day, give our legislators the desire to continue to work together through both difficult and rewarding times, sharing their individual visions and gifts with one another for the good of the whole community. There is an appointed time for everything. God, give these legislators the wisdom to know when to tear down and when to build, when to seek and when to lose, when to keep and when to cast away, when to be silent and when to speak. Give them the strength they need to manage the challenges ahead and the understanding to identify these challenges as opportunities to serve the citizens of our state. I ask this in the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier. Amen.
Thank you, Sister Lusick. Senator Geese, will you please lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Will the Secretary please certify the journal?
I certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 21st and 22nd legislative days.
Ms. Majority Woman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning. I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal be approved as certified by the Senate Secretary.
Without objection, so ordered. Senator Hoffman.
Good morning, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, so ordered. Moving to introduction of guests. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. President. With me, I have two guests, and I might be a little bit poaching with Mr. Todd Bergman, if he can stand, the executive director of the APICC. And good thing, Mr. President, that they wrote down what the acronym was, the Alaska Process Industry Careers Consortium and IBM. Yes. And I'd like the Senate to give him a big welcome. I think he's still in Sitka. And if
yeah, welcome.
And Bobby Lichty. She's the executive director of Southeast Regional Emergency Medical System. She didn't write down what it was, but I recognize the acronym, you know. It gets tough in this business. She's from Sitka, and they're very helpful over there with the emergency issues, and I'd like the Senate to give them a warm welcome.
Senator Geisel.
Thank you, Mr. President. I am very honored today to introduce Mr. Dennis Stevens. He's the Consul General of Canada. Mr. Stevens was appointed Consul General of Canada by Prime Minister Stephen Harper in August of 2010. He is Canada's senior representative in the Pacific Northwest, which includes Alaska, Oregon, Washington, and Idaho. He has served in the Canadian government for 17 years, 10 of them in management positions in the Department of Justice, Indian and Northern Affairs, Public Safety, and the Privy Council Office, the department that serves the Prime Minister and the candidate. Cabinet. He has earned his bachelor's degree at the International Relations with great honors from Harvard University. He has a law degree and master's of business administration from McGill University. Mr. Stevens and his wife have two daughters. With the Consul General today are two of his staff members, if they could stand, Karen Mathias and Harkavan Rajasazi. So welcome. Please help me in welcoming these Canadian officials.
Other introduction of guests, Senator Egan.
Thank you, Mr. President. We do have another pastor in the house today. In the Ziegler Gallery, I'd like to welcome Dan Weiss, pastor of the General Church of Nazarene. And please give a warm welcome to the pastor.
Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. President. It gives me great pleasure to introduce people from the far reaches of my district, plus several other members of the Fairbanks delegation. As the newest member of the Fairbanks delegation, I represent Esther and the Gulfstream Valley. We have several people with us today from Fairbanks, many of them constituents of the rest of the delegation that's up in Fairbanks. But first we have Bill Currant, who's the publisher of the Fairbanks Daily Newsminer. Give him a warm welcome. And I have several members of the Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce with us today. Some of them may be over at the other body, but I will read their names. Roger Bergarf, June Rogers, who's the committee chair for the Business and Arts Committee for the Fairbanks Chamber. Wendy McNaughton, who is the deputy director of the chamber. Chelsea Holt, who is the government relations intern. Terry Fries, who is the owner of a small business in Fairbanks. Steve Lundgren, who is a 30-year resident, president and CEO of the Denali State Bank. Kurt Miller, who worked for the Fairbanks co-chairman of the Senate Finance Committee from 2006 to 2010, is currently the senior business analyst for the University of Fairbanks Office of OMB. Jerry Simon, who is a lifelong Alaskan, the senior vice president of the administration for the Doyon Limited Corporation. Karen Lane, who is here today as the general manager of the 2014 Arctic Winter Games. Jack Wilbert. Jack is representing the Greater Fairbanks Chamber as the Chamber of Commerce as the member of the Board of Directors. Lisa Herbert, the Executive Director of the Greater Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce. Tiffany Van Horn, she's a member of the Chamber of Commerce and works for the Golden Heart Utilities as the Director of Administration. Wes Madden, she's a board member of the chamber. Anna Atchison, who is chair of the Government Relations. Give a warm welcome to these members of the Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce to the Senate. Mr. Chairman, if I might continue, I have two other members, another one from Fairbanks, Sean Jensen, who is a history and government teacher from West Valley High School, and Teresa Markham from Bethel. Give them a warm welcome to the Senate.
Yeah, Senator Dunleavy.
Mr. President, from the fine town of Talkeetna in the northern part of our district, we have a young man by the name of Zach Mannix, who's down here with APEC, and they're working on engineering and workforce development academies. So if we could give him a warm welcome, that'd be great.
Yeah, just a reminder, members, Zach was a former sergeant-at-arms in the Senate. Other introduction of guests? Seeing none. Messages from the governor?
I have no messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
Messages from the House.
Message dated February 4th, stating the House has passed and is transmitting for consideration. House Bill number 36 by Representatives Tammy Wilson, Johnson, Ledoux, Guerra, Lynn, an act exempting certain federal agencies or military service firing or using munitions on active ranges from prior authorization requirements of the Department of Environmental Conservation.
Referred to resources.
Message dated February 6th stating the House has passed and is transmitting for consideration. House Bill number 80 by the House Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act relating to the regulation of wastewater discharge from commercial passenger vessels in state waters and providing for an effective date.
Senate Finance.
Those are all the messages from the House this morning, Mr. President.
Thank you. Communications.
The following reports are on file. Notification of availability of the State of Alaska Commission on Judicial Conduct 2011 Annual Report from Marla Greenstein, Executive Director. State Officers Compensation Commission recommendations from Rick Halford, Chair, in accordance with AS 3923540A. Fiscal Year 2012 Executive Branch Lease Purchase Agreements Report from Karen Rayfield, Director, Office of Management and Budget, in accordance with AS 3707040. Biennial Report of the Alaska Public Offices Commission covering calendar years 2010 and 2011 from Paul DeFinius, Executive Director, in accordance with AS 15130308. Department of Environmental Conservation Preliminary Report on Cruise Ship Wastewater and 2009 to 2012 Science Advisory Panel Preliminary Report from Larry Hardig, Commissioner, in accordance with AS 4603464. Those are all the communications this morning, Mr. President.
Thank you. Reports of standing committees.
The State Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill number 12, Public Procurement, New Zero Fiscal Note, signing due pass, Senator Dyson, Chair, Senators Coghill, Giesel, signing no recommendation, Senator Wilikowski. The bill has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill number 37, Extend Suicide Prevention Council, new fiscal note, signing no recommendation, Senator Dunleavy, Chair, Senator Olson, signing due pass, Senators Michicki, Stedman, Ellis. The bill has a further referral to the Finance Committee. Those are all the standing committee reports this morning, Mr. President.
Thank you. Reports of special committees?
I have no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions?
There are no Senate resolutions for introduction today.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill number 44 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to election practices and procedures relating to the election of an advisory school board in a regional educational attendance area and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs.
Senate Bill number 45 by Senator McGuire, an act setting special registration fees for alternative fuel vehicles and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance.
Those are all the Senate bills for introduction this morning, Mr. President.
Consideration of the daily calendar.
Citations. In memoriam, Peter Winslow Knutson.
Ms. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the citations appearing on today's calendar be adopted.
Without objection, so ordered. Are there anything else on the calendar?
No further business on today's calendar, Mr. President.
Okay, moving to unfinished business. Under unfinished business, Senator McGuire.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that you, Senator Huggins, be excused from a call to Senate from PM Plain Time Friday, February 8th, to PM Plain Time Sunday, February 10th, for state and personal business.
Without objection, so ordered. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that I be not subject to the call of this body on February 13th through February 15th for state and personal business.
Without objection, so ordered. Senator Dunleavy.
I move and ask unanimous consent, Mr. President, to be excused from call the Senate from Friday 2:08 evening playing time to 2:10 evening playing time. For personal reasons.
Without objection, so ordered. Yes, Senator Steve.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to be excused from a call of the Senate from February 13th, Wednesday, PM plain time, to February 18th, Monday, PM plain time for state business.
Without objection, so ordered.
Yeah, thank you. And then another one, I move and ask unanimous consent to be excused from a call of the Senate February 21st, Thursday, PM plain time, to February 26th, Tuesday, PM plain time for state and personal business.
Without objection, so ordered. Other unfinished business. Yes, Senator Ellis.
Thank you and good morning, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused, not subject to a call of the Senate, Monday morning, February 11th, morning plain time for state business.
Without objection, so ordered. Senator Fairclough.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent to be excused from the call of the Senate from afternoon plain time, Friday, February 15th, to Monday morning plain time, February 18th, for state and personal business.
Without objection, so ordered. Other unfinished business. Senator French.
So, Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that we go back up the calendar to introduction of guests.
Without objections, so ordered.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have been lucky enough to be joined here today by two of my constituents, Jill Jones and Valerie Madsen, and I'm just learning that John Rogers is here as well. If they would all stand, please. They're in the Grow Gallery. They are members of the ConocoPhillips Civic Action Program. They're here in town to watch and listen and learn about the legislature in action. I've always enjoyed meeting with the ConocoPhillips folks, either in my office or in other places. It's a fantastic company. Please help me welcome them to the State Senate.
Welcome. Yes, Senator Ellis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Also under introduction of guests.
Yes, without objection.
Mr. President, I have two participants in the ConocoPhillips Civic Action Program. It's always a pleasure to welcome them. First is Thomas Rollins. Thomas is my constituent from Anchorage. He was raised in Cordova, fourth generation Alaskan. That's quite impressive. And then also is Paul Provincio, a fellow I met on his last trip to Juneau. He's an active PTA parent of a student in downtown Anchorage, also from Senate District I. He helps out with the CAP program and the folks that come to Juneau with ConocoPhillips. So please welcome Thomas Rollins and Paul Provincio.
Any other? Yes, Senator French.
Thank you, Mr. President. I popped back up because I've also learned that Mr. Dick Brooks is here. If he'd stand up. Also with the Civic Action Program of ConocoPhillips, pleased to have him here in the Ziegler Gallery. Help me make him feel welcome. Thank you.
Senator Wilkowski.
Thank you, Mr. President. I, too, have a constituent here. I know I have an appointment with her this afternoon. She's also from the ConocoPhillips Civic Action Program. Would you please help me welcome to the body, Katarina Cowley.
Senator Fairclough.
Mr. President, it's my privilege for the first time to welcome three members from the Civic Action Program at ConocoPhillips to our chambers. If each of them would stand when I call your name, Tom Brock, Mark Gerling, if you'd stay standing for a moment, and Eric Reinbold. It's a pleasure to have you here in Juneau today. Thank you for coming. Please help me welcome.
Senator McGuire.
Thank you, Mr. President. And I, too, am honored to have Ms. Joanna Booth, if she would stand. Not here. Oh, there she is. Hi, Ms. Joanna Booth from my district. Please help me welcome her. She's with the ConocoPhillips Civic Action Program as well.
Senator Meyer.
Good morning, Mr. President. Mr. President, I also have a constituent down here visiting us with the ConocoPhillips Civic Action Group. She's been here before, so she's no stranger to this body. I think she is acting as their guide today. Jenna Lucky, if she would stand. She's been a constituent of mine for many years, and as I mentioned, been down here several times, but it's always good to see her, so please help me welcome Jenna.
Other introduction of guest. Returning to unfinished, but yes, Senator Hoffman. Brief at ease. Any unfinished business? Seeing none, announcements? Senator McGuire.
Thank you, Mr. President. Under announcements, we have the emergency medical services team here in Juneau today on the second floor beside the elevator. I've seen some of the members of the body already getting their blood pressure checked. But if you haven't done so, please stop by. They'll do a blood pressure check for you and talk to you a little bit about ways to keep you more healthy. So please stop by.
Thank you, Senator McGuire. Senator Fairclough.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's a privilege to remind the body of an invitation that we've received from the First Lady of the State of Alaska, Sandy Parnell. She's invited us to the Governor's Mansion tonight for a fundraising reception to benefit the Alaska Children's Trust. I know that each of you hold dear the children and the people of Alaska, and I hope to see you at the Governor's Mansion this evening.
Thank you, Senator Fairclough. Senator Egan.
Thank you, Mr. President. And before you go to the governor's house, the Juneau Legislative Delegation and the Juneau Area State Parks Advisory Board invite you to the Wickersham State Historic Site just up the hill on 7th Street tonight from 5 to 7:30 for waffles at Wickersham. You can eat dinner and then go to the mansion. They're serving freshly made waffles, sausage links, strawberries, blueberries, yogurt, whipped cream, coffee, even apple jazz, or juice. It's a great chance to come learn about Judge Wickersham and the historic house that bears his name. Thank you, Mr. President.
Yeah, thank you, Senator Egan. We just take a brief at ease. Senator McGuire.
Thank you, Mr. President. And to add to your robust agenda tonight, it would be certainly an honor if we could stop by. The Canadian Consulate is having their reception as well. They're here to visit us. As you know, budget cuts closed the Anchorage location, the Alaska location. So they're now operating out of Seattle. They've flown here to visit with us 6 p.m. at the Hangar Ballroom. 6 p.m. Hangar Ballroom.
Thank you very much, Senator McGuire. Are there other announcements? Yeah, Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I rise and want to announce that the Alaska Housing, Alaska Regional Housing Authority is having a lunch and learn today at room 106 downstairs on the first floor, and they are serving lunch, and it's just kind of time to go and get familiar with some of the regional housing and some of the accomplishments as well as some of the future aspects to that great program.
Yeah, thank you very much, Senator Olson. Other announcements? Seeing none, special orders? Seeing none, Ms. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. Friday, February the 8th.
And the Senate is adjourned till Friday, 10 a.m.